Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
The Beat Mix. I know Zach from Tacoma. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Did you do the cheat sheet?
There was no cheat sheet.
I did not do the cheat sheet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm like, wait a sec, was there?
But there will be one today at 5:40.
All right, good.
Heck yeah.
Even playing ground then.
Yes.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Sarah.
Where can you get a Crunchwrap Supreme?
Taco Bell.
Yes. What is the longest mountain range in the world?
Is that the Rockies?
No.
The Andes.
Yes. What band has the hit songs The Anthem and Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous?
Is that Weezer?
No.
No, pass.
What 70s fashion jewelry changed colors according to skin temperature?
Oh, is that like a mood ring?
It is. What is considered the happiest language in the world?
The happiest?
Yes.
Spanish?
Yes. What soft drink is reportedly bringing back their creamy coconut flavor?
Oh, is that Dr. Pepper?
It is. The next leap day will happen in what year?
Leap day, 28?
Yes.
2028? Yeah.
Yes. What MLB player was nicknamed the Yankee Clipper?
The Yankee Clipper. Pass.
The soundtrack of which Disney animated feature includes many Elvis Presley songs?
Is that Elvis? Oh, shoot. Is that Tarzan? No.
No. Zach, you got 6 correct, though.
Okay.
It felt like more.
It did feel like more. And I know that Steve's not going to know a few of those.
He better not.
Yeah.
Ah, but he's such a good guesser, though.
I know, but I'm Team Zach Attack.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go.
Danny is not, but no one listens to Danny anyway.
Danny's a loser.
Wow.
I've never agreed more with you, Taryn, in my life than what you just
too.
Said.
So
Steve,
glad Danny's back here.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Where can you get a Crunchwrap Supreme?
Taco Bell.
Yes. What is the longest mountain range in the world?
Oh, the Rockies?
No.
The Adirondacks?
No. Wow.
The Dolly Partons?
No. Ooh. What band has the hit songs The Anthem and Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous?
Good Charlotte.
You know it. What 70s fashion jewelry changed colors according to skin temperature?
What
70s fashion jewelry?
Moon ring.
Yes. What is considered the happiest language in the world?
I'm going to go English.
No.
I bet Swedish.
No.
Italian.
No. What soft drink is reportedly bringing back their creamy coconut flavor?
Pepsi?
No.
Dr. Pepper.
Correct. The next leap day will happen in what year?
2028.
Correct. What MLB player was nicknamed the Yankee Clipper?
Joe DiMaggio.
Correct. The soundtrack of which Disney animated feature includes many Elvis Presley songs?
Oh, crap. Moana?
No.
Have you even seen Moana?
Yeah.
It's always your answer.
I just love The Rock. Any chance to help, you know, get the propaganda out there for Moana, I'm going to do it.
Well, Steve, you got 6 correct, which makes it a tie, 6-6. That's better
than
losing.
This is the third time we have tied.
What the hell is going on here?
Oh, we got a rivalry, man. I should have gotten Joe DiMaggio, though. I'm sorry.
You were thinking rivalry. I'm like, did we just become best friends?
Yeah.
I know. I thought the best friends thing, too. He did know that the Andes is the longest mountain range.
Andes.
He also knew that Spanish is considered the happiest language in the world.
I was going to guess that, but I'm like, no, that's kind of like, no, French is the love language.
That's the love language. Yeah. And then you both did know the soundtrack of the Disney movie that has many Elvis Presley songs.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I mean, you always confuse the two, so.
Yeah, because it's like the Ohana means family or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
Moana.
Congrats on
time. Moana means family.
That, to me, it does.
There was a Nirvana reunion. So what do you think? Is this going to be something that's a regular thing, Steve Miggs?
I'm hearing some rumors. I don't know if that's true or not. Kind of mind-blowing if that was the case.
You'll hear how the reunion went after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear reunited for a surprise Nirvana set during the Fire Aid benefit concert that took place last week.
What incredible job they did with that. The entire, like, you know, production of it and all the bands from Green. I mean, there's a lot of bands I don't know how they are. They're like, not my wheelhouse, but seeing Green Day and No Doubt was pretty freaking cool and raising a bunch of money for a great cause.
Certainly. And they had some guest vocalists, obviously. St. Vincent, Kim Gordon, Joan Jett, and even Violet Grohl, who is Dave's oldest daughter.
Which I thought was really cool to see. So we have a sample of each singer. I guess we can kind of pick which ones we like best. Because it was mixed reviews. Honestly, not all the vocals were great. But I was just so happy to see those guys up on stage. And it was just fun to watch and see Dave behind the drums again. And I thought it was cool. But here's the first song that they did, which was a Nirvana song by the Breed.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Vincent, she was the one singing. Now, based on the comments and the comments from all the fans out there, I'd say if you had to like put an order from best to worst, she would be in the worst category. not many people were very pleased. Honestly, I didn't think it was anything that great either.
I didn't think it was either. It sounded like the song was like getting away from her a lot of the time. Like she was trying to play catch up a little bit almost.
Like, I don't know. They owe her a favor. I feel like every time they get together, they must be friends with her.
Yeah.
I know she won a couple Grammys, so what the hell do I know? But every time they bring her up, she's always my least favorite. So next up was Kim Deal. And I swear,
Kim Gordon.
Kim Gordon?
From Sonic Youth.
My bad. Sorry. I wrote Kim Deal. Kim Gordon. You're right. Kim Deal was from Pixies
and Breeders.
Yeah. So Kim Gordon, who apparently must be dealing with being in the 70s, no different than Pete Carroll. Both of them are ageless. Like, I was like, there's no way she's in her 70s.
She looked awesome.
And here she is singing School, another great Nirvana song. Now, I saw the comments, and I know that a lot of people weren't really feeling her performance either. I liked it only because I know Kurt Cobain was a huge Sonic Youth fan. They went on tour with them. So I think for that reason alone, if you know, and she's more of the bassist, and she did a lot of backing vocals. But like, I think for that reason, Kurt would probably be like pretty stoked to see, like, you know, one of his favorite musicians singing one of his songs.
A lovely homage.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I don't think they should be hiring her to be the singer of the band.
No.
All right, here's Territorial Pissings. This one's Joan Jett.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much everything I said about Kim Gordon, I feel like I can say the same. It's like, all right.
She was just up there punk rocking her little heart out. It was awesome.
I truly feel like these are those situations where, like, if you're there, it's like, oh, this is amazing. And I enjoyed it. But I think the highlight, honestly, was Dave Grohl's daughter, Violet. She came up there, and granted, it was a little bit more of a subdued song, so I think it worked well for her voice, but they did all apologies.
I have goosebumps all over my body right now.
It was cool towards the end because, you know, at the end of the song, it's usually it's Kurt and Dave doing the like harmonies together. And this time it was father-daughter. And that had to be a trip for Dave. Like, there you are doing songs that you don't typically play a lot anymore. And, you know, I'm sure it's very emotional and he's going through some stuff right now. And this is the first time he's now up on stage in front of thousands upon thousands of people, millions watching outside of that. And you're performing with your daughter. It's got to be like such a mind F.
It was an amazing moment. I mean, I think you and I were talking about like tearing up. It was very emotional.
Well, the entire thing was like, I realized like, this is going to sound so freaking cheesy, but music does really heal, like in a sense. Like, you know, you're watching and you can just see the people there and a lot of people have been impacted by all the crap that's going on with the wildfires and like, you know, and I'm watching it at home and just seeing like No Doubt back together and just the joy that so many people watching had. I was like, yeah, this is exactly what the people of California needed right now.
It was an amazing night, for sure.
But then there's rumors of them that potentially Nirvana is going to get back together and do a tour. I don't know if that's just somebody that put it out there into the world and people are picking up on it. I mean, I would go.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like they might want to do they got to make a search to find the right person for it. I love that I know that they only end up using female singers, and that seems like a cool thing. And I think it's something that Kurt Cobain would have probably really dug. And I like that you're not going down the road of, you know, trying to find someone who sounds like Kurt.
For sure. But
yeah, that would be really interesting if they ended up doing something like that.
There is a wintry mix predicted to hit Seattle by noon today, Rockaholics, and this is going to spread across the Puget Sound throughout the day. If it does get heavy enough, that means that the evening commute is probably going to be a little bit rough, so please do be safe out there. Many people already preparing, while others are busy complaining. So let's go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a winter weather advisory in effect for a good chunk of Western Washington. We've got more snow in the forecast. Temperatures are going to be low.
Yep. They always say early in the morning, be careful because of the ice on the roads.
It's going to be hazardous out there, so just be very safe if you're doing travel today and the rest of the week, Rockaholics. A lot of people, though, have opinions about this snow, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
And in honor of the Grammys last night, and Kanye West and his girlfriend getting escorted out of the Grammys by police because of her outfit where it looked like she was pretty much just naked, we've enlisted the help of Robot Kanye.
Yes.
So Kanye, Robot Kanye, is going to read the comments that we found online because a lot of people, like you said, are losing their mind about the snow. Snowmageddon 2025 is happening. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
About the snow here in the Pacific Northwest, as read to us by Robot Kanye.
Oh, for f*** sake, you know we get snow every year, and every year it's the same thing. Everybody starts losing their shit. If snow scares you, stay the f*** home and let the adults drive to work.
I do agree with that last part.
Let the adults drive to work. Do you feel like you're a good driver in the snow?
I got a crash course in how to drive in the snow when I was over in Pullman because we had a ton of snow.
That helped me too in Plattsburgh, New York, where you just get dumped on, even in New York as well. Like, I wouldn't say I'm a great driver in the snow. I'm very cautious.
I'm cautious. I'm confident but cautious, but I do always worry about the other people that have no idea what they're doing.
I get so nervous when you see somebody driving and you can just tell they don't give an F and they think, oh, I got a big truck. I'm going to be able to get around. And then like a few miles later, you see them off onto the side of the road because they just lost control and they went into like, you know, like some kind of like a divider thing or something along those lines. Like, yeah, you maybe should tone it down as far as the amount of miles per hour you're going.
Let the adults drive.
Here's our next comment by Robot Kanye.
You know what's more hazardous than driving in the snow? Distracted drivers. Yesterday I saw a woman using a breast milk pump while driving.
So is he complaining or is he bragging?
I mean, I pumped in some weird places, but never when I was driving.
That sounds like a terrible idea. Just knowing how my wife, when she was having a pump, I'm like, that seems like that's a lot of effort.
And it is.
At least she had one of those nice, fancy wireless ones.
Ooh.
Sid's was a plug-in.
Fire in the wood stove, wine in the glass, salmon in the oven, Groundhog Day DVD ready. Bring on some winter weather. It's party time.
All right.
I mean, Punxsutawney Phil, does he just see his shadow every time now?
No, he just sees the movie Groundhog Day. That sounds like something Danny would do. He'd watch the same movie over and over and over again.
How did you know what I was doing tonight, Steve?
That was your comment, apparently.
Your mom is hazardous, but I'm still going to do her in the morning.
Wow.
Let's go.
That got aggressive.
Aggressive robot Kanye. One more comment about the snow here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's my favorite time of the year. I love watching drivers try going up a hill only for their car to slide down. Ping-ponging off random cars. LOL.
Do you remember that montage, though, from a couple of years ago during the ice storm? That was insanity.
Not only remember the videos that were going out, we also lived it when we had the old, when we worked at the old building because we were right at the kind of like the base of Capitol Hill.
Oh.
And when you looked out our window, there was a steep ass hill. And during the winter, that was like one of the things we would always do is just like, all right, let's watch somebody try and go up this hill and realize that they don't have four wheel drive or they just aren't able to get their car all the way up. And then you start watching, like, is it going to hit a car or not? And a few times, sure as that, it did hit a car.
Be safe out there, Rockaholics. The Grammys did go down last night. If you missed out on anything that happened, we're going to recap some of the highlights, maybe some of the low lights too, Steve.
Absolutely.
When we tell you what's trending after Soundgarden.
The Daily Mix Show.
Your mom is hazardous, but I'm still going to do her in the morning.
We know that many of you are just waking up and trying to get through your morning, trying to make sense of the world of pop culture, and there's so much happening out there that we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The Grammys took place last night, obviously all about the music, but there was a bunch of support for everyone in Los Angeles on the heels of the devastating wildfires that took place in LA. So there were some musical tributes that we need to note.
Oh, also, and they were like telling everybody, all like the rich people there, like donate money. There's QR codes. They put the QR codes on TV. I think they ended up raising over $7 million.
It's amazing.
Really cool. Yeah.
So one of the highlights was when Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars took the stage to do California Dreaming by the Mamas and Papas.
Bruno Mars could do anything, man. He's got such a great voice.
He does.
I mean, she's okay, too. I'm kidding. She's got incredible pipes.
I love Gaga.
Lord, I got down on my knees. And I pretend to pray.
The Mamas and Papas lived in a Laurel Canyon outside, or like in the LA area. So it was a perfect tribute, a perfect song for that. And then the show ended with local firefighters coming on stage to be cheered on by the crowd and announce album of the year, which ended up going to Beyonce for Carter.
I'm just so happy she finally got that album of the year.
We didn't want to hear about it for another year.
In a way, I'm glad that the fires seem to be more of a focus and like helping people out because I felt like underneath all that, if there wasn't that, it almost felt like everybody kept bringing up how, this is her year, this is her year. It's like, okay, we get it. Great.
She did win Country Album of the Year as well.
I saw that too.
Big night for Beyonce.
Also, Best New Artist, it's the artist that, Chappell Roan.
Chappelle.
It's Dave Chappelle. He roams around town and sings songs with makeup on. It's bonkers, I swear. About a pony and it's pink, I think. It's crazy. I even checked with you before. I'm like, Chappell Roan. And then I go, Chappelle Roan.
Tell us more, Grandpa.
Gather around. We're going to listen to this thing called the radio and they play music, kiddies. Oh, man. But yet, I don't know if you caught the opening monologue by Trevor Noah, who did a great job. I think he does a fantastic job as the host of the Grammys. But I don't understand why they put him out into the crowd while he's telling the jokes. It's so awkward because all the celebrities around him, and you could tell all of them are kind of like fake laughing or just look kind of confused or they're just not paying attention to him. But Chappell Roan stood out like a sore thumb. I said it's almost like the scene from like Edward Scissorhands where like he's all of a sudden mixing with everybody and everyone's like, what in the hell? Because she's got the crazy makeup on and like she doesn't really hide her feelings. Like she wasn't laughing at anything. When everyone's clapping, instead of clapping, she's like waving a fan. It was just out there. I was like mesmerized by her. But I was like, you know what? We need more Chappell Roans in this world because she's unapologetically herself. And I did love her acceptance speech for her Best New Artist because she kind of called out the record industry.
I told myself if I ever won a Grammy and I got to stand up here in front of the most powerful people in music, I would demand that labels and the industry profiting millions of dollars off of artists would offer a livable wage and health care, especially to developing artists. Labels, we got you. but do you got us?
She had her whole notebook out.
And she was just dropped by her record company. No, I'm kidding. They're not going to drop her. They're making a lot of money off of her, so feel sure. free to take shots at us all you want.
And then Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, that won multiple awards, including Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and he's the halftime performer at the Super Bowl.
But most importantly, thank you, Grammys, for giving us a spotlight and showing love for Shakira. Just wanted to throw it out there.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no audio. It's just I watched it mute. No.
Did her hips lie this time?
Her hips were fibbing left and right, let me tell you. It was incredible. Danny, I suggest you go back and watch Shakira's performance.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? He has a record of 32 wins, 20 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.